Hi, everybody. This is Brandy Heinen with Powerhouse Learning again. And with me is my friend Kurt Yeider from the Yeider Agency. How are you today? And if you would, tell everybody a little bit about what you'd like to cover.
Hi, Brandy. I'm doing great. Excited about the opportunities ahead. Things aren't as bad as I initially thought. We're overcoming a lot of challenges that we thought we were going to have, and we're trying to make the best of the situation we're in right now.
Yeah, for sure. And so you guys had a big transition. I know I had some time with Erica from your office, and how did this impact you as a business owner from the beginning? And then how did you transition people to at-home work? And you and I were just talking about this. Here we thought that maybe we would have challenges as business owners with people wanting to stay at home, but maybe that shifted a little bit too.
Yeah, I think people are going to be excited to get back to work and the social interaction. We have most of our employees working remotely. Thankfully, we were prepared for this change. Our office staff in a good situation, we've outgrown our building. So we had to start a couple years ago having people work remotely. And so we were prepared with the technology. We've always felt we were on the cutting edge of technology, and this kind of proved that point. We worked our tails off for 24 hours to get everybody set up and make sure their phone lines would work and their computers and everything from home. But once we got it going, it's been a pretty much seamless transition, and everybody's working real hard at home.
I've seen the same thing. I've seen most of our employees are super productive, very conscientious. Like you said, they're starting to get a feeling that, hey, you know what, maybe I'm okay to come back into the office and get away from home, get away from kids, get away from, you know, neighbors and dogs and all that, and come back to a productive work environment. And so what are you hearing from some of your customers? What are they going through? What have they been through? And what do you see as that transition back? I know you got boots on the ground, both with other insurance agency owners around the state of Michigan, and then also, of course, your commercial customers.
It's challenging times. I mean, we write business in 48 states, but a big chunk of our business is in Michigan. And Michigan has some pretty restrictive practices right now. And I've spent most of the last 2 weeks talking to business owners, and they were okay for the first couple of weeks. Now they are chomping at the bit. They are getting real nervous about how much longer this is going to go on and whether we're doing the right thing. They want to get back to work. And I'm hoping our governor will allow some common sense practices. I mean, for example, we insure a lot of landscapers, and this is their time to make money, and they're outside and they're not in large groups. Those guys should be out working. They're lobbying hard to get this done. I mean, the roads are empty. How often do you see big groups of people working in on the road? That's something where a guy can be in a dropping cement off and be working, and the roads are empty right now. This is a perfect time, and the schools are closed. We have a lot of contractors who work with schools. So if we could get those guys back to work and just focus on maybe helping the restaurants and the entertainment facilities and things like that, it would help the economy so much more. And I think most business owners in Michigan and other states I've talked to agree that if we got to get people back to work in a safe way.
Well, and I think everybody sharing their voice is going to matter. And so sharing your voice in a productive way. And I know you and I just talked about the fact that you're connected with the governor's staff and what have you. So, you know, our voice matters during this time. I think we've been good and compliant. And like I said, we've done a nice job being respectful for what we've been asked to do. And now it's a matter of, okay, what comes next? And how can we be respectful, but also think about our futures? And so do you have advice maybe for some of these business owners on how they're going to transition back, or anything that you see as a business owner, what you've been able to do with some of your staff as well? So what do you see is going to happen in the coming days, and how do you keep a happy, productive workforce? What's been your perspective with all that?
Well, first of all, in our workforce, the one thing that we've really, really tried to focus on, especially the last few years, is being positive and getting rid of any negativity. Our staff is so positive. This is a tough time. It's a tough time to work from home. It's a tough time to deal with a lot of people under pressure. You know, some people are scared to death of this disease. Some have no fears at all. Some, you know, everybody has a different perspective on it. And trying to balance that is probably the most challenging thing, and make sure everybody is comfortable. So that is tough.
So how are you communicating with your team? I know I had a call with Erica, your operations manager. What are you doing to continue to communicate with your team and keep them connected socially and also with your wishes as an owner?
We are doing a lot of Zoom meetings, and that's worked out very well. So people feel like they're still a part of it, even though they're not here. And
right.
We're able to air out things. We're trying to give people different ideas on how to approach account reviews and how to deal with different products that may help people that are going through this, or having to reduce payroll or sales figures to help our insureds out. So we're trying to throw out a lot of ideas. We're trying to communicate. When somebody has a new good idea, they shoot out an email to the team and share it with others. Because, like I said, everybody has a different take on this whole lockdown.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I talked with Carl, your brother, about some of those coverages that you're alluding to both. And I also spoke to Renata in your office, and that's recorded as well. So Carl really touched on some of the commercial coverages like cyber liability and some of the things to look out for, ways you can also protect your business moving forward. And then Renata on your team talked to us a little bit about the PIP law change in Michigan. And so I know all of you listening who are drivers are going to be affected by this. Could you touch on these changes really quick, and then we'll close?
Sure. PIP law change is coming into effect the beginning of July 1st. And it's a pretty drastic change that was started last year. It was passed for drastic changes in Michigan. And we were planning on rolling out informational meetings and webinars and all sorts of things. Well, we can't have any face-to-face meetings with people, but what we've decided to do is we've recorded some interviews, trying to share some information. We're shooting out emails on this, and we're just trying to make sure our insureds are informed of the change. And so we're taking a more proactive approach and trying to reach out to everyone and make sure that they know what the changes are, how it's going to affect them, and how to protect themselves.
Could you just give us like a 2 or 3 sentence overview? I know it's a much bigger topic, but what do I need to be worried about as a driver? How does this change affect me as a person?
Well, one thing you need to be worried about is that attorneys are excited about this new change in the law. We think there are going to be a lot more lawsuits, and that's not
right.
Good. And a lot more lawsuits. So the problem is Michigan is changing from unlimited medical benefits to give people choices, and I'm all for choices. The problem is a lot of responsible people who can also afford it are going to take the unlimited medical benefits. Maybe somebody who's trying to cut corners on their insurance may take the lower medical limits. Where the concern comes in is if you, who you're spending the money, get the unlimited medical benefits and you injure somebody. It's your fault in the accident and they have low medical limits. Well, in the past, it never mattered because you'd go back to your own insurance carrier and your medical coverage taken care of. Now what's going to happen is that person with the low limits is going to be able to sue you to collect their medical bills. Yeah, so it's going to really impact a lot of business owners. It's going to impact a lot of people who are near retirement, worried about getting sued. And so what we're finding and what financial planners are recommending and people in our industry are recommending is you really need to increase your umbrella to protect this exposure. Because if you've ever been in the hospital and you look at how those bills rack up, I mean, we have claims that are in the tens of millions of dollars, closed head injuries that last for years and years. I mean, if you cause an accident that's really, really bad, who are they going to come after?
Right. So they're going to come after you and they're going to come after all your assets, right?
Right. Right. And that's what's scary though in this law change. There are some positive things, so I don't want it to all be negative on the law change. But the biggest one that scares us is the new lawsuits that are going to pop up.
So what do people need to do if they want to reach out to you as a business owner or talk to somebody in the office about some of these changes that we've talked about? How do they reach the office?
If they just call our regular office number, 835-6701, we will talk to you anytime. We'll talk on the phone. We'll send you some reference materials. We've tried to email everything out to people. We're trying to mail things out. We want to make sure everyone's informed, but we'd love to talk one-on-one if there's still questions that pop up. And assuming we get the clearance to have people back in our office, we have some dates set aside where we're going to go over this in person in our larger conference room.
I think that's awesome that you guys are doing some trainings on this as well and sending that out in the community. Well, Kurt, thank you so much for everything today, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks, Brandy.